This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is defending himself against allegations published by The Atlantic that he allegedly mocked American war dead as losers and suckers. Speaking at the White House, Trump said the allegations are false.
There's nobody that considers the military, and especially people that have given their lives in the military, to me, they're heroes. To me, they're heroes.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose son, Beau, served in the U.S. Marine Corps, delivered an impassioned reaction to the report, saying that Trump is unfit for the presidency.
It affirms what most of us believe to be true, that Donald Trump is not fit to be the job of president, be the commander-in-chief.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective.
They would only be used when they're found to be effective and safe.
Tedros's remarks came as Russia and China have started using their experimental vaccines before long-term studies have been completed. Other countries have also proposed streamlining authorization procedures. For more, visit voanews.com.